Y'all know how to piss a nigga off. Y'all know how to make me bad. Sebastian, they play on me on Pimp Talk, Sebastian. They gonna learn today, Sebastian. They gonna learn, god damn it. Son, they gonna learn, son. They gonna learn, okay? I'm gonna teach, god damn it. I'm gonna motherfucking teach because I'm tired of people. I'm just tired, bro. Y'all gonna learn to listen and comprehend. And when I say things, y'all gonna learn that I'm right 100% of the time. I'm never partially right. I'm never some of the way right. I'm right all the time, all right? And I don't give a fuck what nobody say, because goddammit, y'all haven't done as much research as me. And expect a motherfucker without no friends can't tell me about friends because they don't got none. But that's not really what I'm doing. Y'all know I'm here to teach. That's what Pimp Talk is for. Pimp Talk is for teaching. Let me get my tags in. I do apologize if you don't want to be tagged in these episodes. Please unfriend me. I can't do nothing else but tell you to unfriend me, because I tag most of the people on my friends list in every single one of these Pimp Talk episodes. So if you don't want to be tagged, you're gonna have to unfriend me. It's not gonna hurt my feelings. It's not gonna make me no type of mad. It's not gonna piss me off. Don't tell me to stop tagging you, because that's none of my business to stop tagging you. I'm gonna tag on my podcast. But if you don't want to be tagged, please unfriend me. It will not hurt my feelings. But I'm finna holla at ladies, but I'm just gonna hope and pray that women aren't the only people experiencing this negativity, okay? If there's somebody in your life, you wouldn't know because they wouldn't be around you. But if you are this somebody in your life that doesn't have no friends, none whatsoever, I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. I can't be around you. I can't trust you. I can't give you no motherfucking help. I can't give you no motherfucking plugs. I can't do nothing for you. I can't do nothing with you. Why? Because how the fuck you don't got no friends? And I'm finna fuck people head up, because I'm not talking about why don't you have people that'll be simps? Why don't you have people that'll be tricks? Why don't you have people that'll just do for you without you doing for them? No, I'm talking about friends where it's mutual, okay? Where y'all are on the same level. If you don't have nobody in your life that's on the same level as you, I can't fuck with you. Why don't you have nobody in your life that you can learn from, you can feed off of, you can grow from? You only want to grow with your nigga? You only want to grow with your bitch? You're going to piss them off. You're going to piss them off and you're going to run them off. If I had a nickel for every time I met one of these women who done told me about their relationship and then wondered why that nigga started distancing themselves from the bitch, you're too much. You're too fucking much. Okay, you're too fucking much. And I'm going to use some of the examples from the post that I just had recently, because I want to make sure that a motherfucker understands where I'm coming from. Okay, ladies, yo nigga don't give a fuck about Bad Girls Club, Bad Boys Club, P-Valley, all of that other crazy ass. He don't really give a fuck. He watches that shit with you because you're fucking him. Okay, he watches that shit with you because you're fucking him. Call your friends, call one of them and talk to them about that. Because I had a chick tell me, if I want to gossip to my man, I want to gossip to my man. And if he wants to talk to me about football, he can talk to me about football. That's weird. No, what is weird is me asking this bitch, how do you feel about that 3rd and 10 play where he did the motherfucking pass to the flat and caught it with the tiptoe? This bitch ain't gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about to properly rebuttal me for us to have a good enough conversation about that shit. I'm gonna talk to one of my niggas that watched the game. Why would you come and gossip to me about one of them bitches at work when your homegirl was there working with you? Why don't you have no friends? And I don't want to hear that, oh, bitches are fake, niggas are fake. If every single person around you is fake, you're fucking fake. You're fake. If every single person you done had around you has snaked you, where the fuck are you at? Where are you at to where everybody that's snaking you? Come to me. Come over here with me. Because over here, in this place right here, you don't see what the fuck I'm at over here? Motherfuckers treat me great. Friends, motherfucking dating, people treat me good. Why does nobody treat you good? You don't got no nigga. You don't got no bitch. You don't got no friends, but you got money, right? You want me to tell you what's crazy about that? I got the same amount of money as you. You know that for a fact because I do this podcast every single day, motherfuckers. I make just as much as y'all. Look at my fucking apartment. Look how fucking nice this shit is. God damn it, I got two couches in this bitch. I got money too. You want me to tell you who else got money? My friends. If you losing money because of your friends, they not your friends. If a motherfucker is snaking you, they're not your friend. Y'all don't got no friends. Y'all don't got nobody that care about y'all. Look at Harley Lock Bay Quinn at the fucking bottom right now. Look at how good my motherfucking hair look. I could pull up to her house right now and smoke four blunts and chill out. And I could learn from her. She could learn from me. That's my friend. That's my friend. It didn't take that long for us to be friends. We didn't have to establish years of a motherfucking connection for us to be friends. I respect her. She respects me. I got shit in common with her. She got shit in common with me. We're friends. Simple. I don't need her to motherfucking be ready to fucking bury somebody. She don't need me to fucking give her $100,000 for her business. We're friends. She got her shit together. I got my shit together. We're friends. Let's look on this motherfucking list of people that I'm talking to right now. Just the motherfuckers that I'm cool with. A friendship doesn't have to be that serious. And that's why bitches don't have no friends. Because y'all are gay. So y'all are dating these hoes. And when they come at y'all in ways that a normal friend would, you get mad because that's your bitch. That's not your friend. The only thing you aren't doing with this girl that you would be doing in a relationship is putting your vagina on her vagina. Okay? Okay? Ladies, you're dating your fucking friends. You expect these niggas to act like your boyfriend acts. That's why your boyfriend stays around and them bitches don't, because you're fucking him. So of course he's gonna deal with your bullshit. You keep giving him pussy. As long as you putting pussy in his face, he's gonna be there and sit there and listen to your motherfucker. But that nigga don't give a fuck about none of that gossip you tried. He don't give a fuck. And you want me to tell you how I know that your baby daddy don't give a fuck about that gossip, even though he makes you think he give a fuck? Because right after he stops talking to you, he calls us, his friends, and talks about how he didn't want to listen to your ass. So why you over here thinking, oh, I'm just annoying my man all day? You are, bitch. He comes talk to us about it. You do be annoying him. You do be bothering him. You do be pissing him off. But he listens because, fuck, he don't got no other bitches. He cut his hoes off to be with you. So if he yells at you or tells you to shut the fuck up or tells you he don't want to hear that shit, he runs out of vagina. Why don't you go talk to your friends who care? Why don't you go talk to your friends who care? Okay, the reason that you are only so far in your business is because nobody is there to promote your shit for free. So if you got a business and you don't got no motherfucking friends, that's why your business is failing. Or that's why your business isn't going to the places that it needs to go. Because bitch, you need a support system that's willing to do shit for free. Where your friends at? Or are you just gonna keep fucking guys to do it? Are you just gonna keep fucking guys for it? The reason, and you want me to tell you why the reason, I done figured it out. Talking to these niggas, you don't talk to women about shit like this. Talking to these niggas, talking to these men, I finally get to see why women be saying most of my friends are men, not women. Do you know why? Do you really want to know why? Because you can't leverage your vagina to another woman. I caught you bitches. So you be having a lot of male friends that you know want to have sex with you. They don't want to be your friend. They want to fuck. So as long as you kind of keep that little, you know what I mean? You put the carrot on the rope. As long as you got that motherfucking carrot on the rope to kind of string these niggas along, you don't actually have to try to be their friend. They just do shit for you. They just do shit for you. I had a little bitch that I was talking to recently, right? She was the coolest little girl, not cool, fine, all of the great shit that I would want with qualities that's fucking with me, right? But you want me to tell you what her huge motherfucking issue is? What her big problem issue is? And I'm gonna just be 1 million about it? The bitch had a nigga best friend. She didn't even realize that this nigga best friend wanted to be with her. Do you know why? Because this bitch was just so used to this nigga just doing shit for her without her fucking, she just stopped assuming. Welp, what ended up happening, they got into an argument. She wanted to cut this nigga off. About a week after she cuts this nigga off, this nigga confesses his love for her. Why? Because he was never her friend. He was never her friend. He was setting up the motherfucking attributes to be her nigga. And he was hoping that if he kept showing and showing and showing all of these good traits of a good nigga, that maybe she would take him out the friend zone. That's all he wanted. So now they not friends no more. He's like, well, I gotta go ahead and confess what I'm really here for and see if that'll keep her. Bitch, you don't got no friends. That's a turn off. Because if you say all you got is niggas around you, how many of them niggas want to fuck? And I can prove it. I can prove it. Ladies, go to your motherfucking messages right now. Any nigga that you got in your phone that you think is a friend, just a friend, ask them for some dick right now. Ask them for some dick right now. See what they do. Ask them. I got a couple homegirls in my phone right now. If they ask me for some dick, I will laugh in their faces. And they bad. And they fine. And they cute. But if they ask me for some motherfucking dick right now, I will laugh in their face. Bitch, stop drinking. Bitch, call that nigga. Bitch, no. What? Are you kidding me? I'm coming over to smack the fuck out you. And she gonna be on some ha ha ha. I was just trying to test your ass. Now you can't test the Mac. But nah, for real. Go to your phone right now, ladies. Cause I know it's women watching, cause I'm looking at the motherfucking thing. Go to your phone right now. Any nigga that you think is just a friend in your life, ask him for some dick. Ask. Ask. These niggas ain't your fucking friends, bitch. Shut up. Ask. Not for real. So you not having friends is a turnoff. You only having niggas in your life is a fucking turnoff. You cannot explain this shit to me. You only being like, oh, well, all of my friends are fake. Bitch, you're fake. All of my friends be snaking me. Bitch, you're a snake. None of my friends are trustworthy. I just don't trust people. I mean, how am I supposed to live my life trusting people? You have had niggas. You have been ass naked with your legs open and let a nigga put his mouth there. What do you mean you don't trust people? What do you mean? So you telling me you got ass naked, opened your legs and closed your eyes and you don't trust people? Y'all pissing me off. Y'all pissing me off. So you can't trust a homegirl to go out to the club with, but you can trust a nigga to put his grill on your fucking vagina, bitch? That's why you have kids and no friends. That's why you have kids and no fucking friends, and your kids don't like you. I done met y'all. Y'all kids don't wanna fucking hang out with y'all. They got friends. How the fuck your kids got friends and you don't? How the fuck your children got friends and you don't? Your children asking to leave the house more than you is because you don't got nobody to be around, bitch. That's your fault. And don't try to raise them motherfuckers to not be sociable because your ass don't like nobody. Period. If I find, if I listen to one of you motherfucking mothers try to tell y'all kids not to have no friends, I'm gonna walk up to you and smack the shit out you in front of your child. I'm going to. Don't raise these motherfucking kids like that. That's why black people are in such a bad state right now. Because we can't trust each other. Because we can't be around each other. Because we can't support each other. Because we can't fucking grow together. And instead, y'all want everybody to be a motherfucking enemy. Y'all want everybody to be an op. Y'all want everybody to be jealous. Y'all want everybody to be envious. Y'all want everybody to have a motherfucking problem. And I'm not doing it. I'm not. If you don't got no friends, bitch, it's a problem. If you don't got no friends, nigga, it's a problem. Don't nobody support you? And this the thing. For all of the people that's gonna say, oh, I got people that support me, I just cut them off. Why? So if they didn't snake you, if they didn't hoe you, and they supporting you, why did you cut them off? Why did you cut them off? So you've never had, so it's either you haven't had people in your life to support and help you, or you've treated the people in your life that have been there to support and help you badly. Either way, it's a turn off. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm content with my one friend. You got somebody. I didn't say you needed 100 people. Virgo lucky, you got somebody. And I bet you that one friend you die for and they die for you and you support them and they support you. You got a motherfucker, don't you? You got a motherfucker, don't you? And I bet you if you was to get into a relationship, that motherfucker would be more happy than you were that you got into a relationship. Because I can tell you right now, ladies, if your homegirl get upset that you get with a nigga, that's an issue. If every time you get with a nigga, your homegirl get mad, that's an issue. If every time you make some money, your homegirl get mad, that's an issue. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have friends. That means get some friends with some money. If everybody around you is hating on the fact that you got money, you're around broke people. A rich motherfucker ain't never been mad at a rich motherfucker being a rich motherfucker. We rich. I'm not mad when a motherfucker show they spot. My fucking apartment's amazing. All of my appliances are silver. My fucking house is awesome. So if one of my partners is like, hey, I just got a new apartment, we lit. Instead, if you dating a motherfucker, I mean, if you friends with the motherfucker that got the rats and roaches and shit, and you ain't helping them get out of the rats and roaches, but constantly bragging about you not being in the rats and roaches, they might get a little jealous. It's not their fault. It's human nature. That's actually human nature. One of the reasons why I, and this is just me personally, I am not friends with battle rappers that don't rap good. Do you know why? Because I don't want them niggas to ever be envious of the fact that I rap good. So if I'm going to be, if I'm going to trust to be around a nigga that rap, that nigga got to be fire. Because I don't even want to risk a motherfucker being jealous. I don't even want to risk a motherfucker being envious. And I don't even want to risk a motherfucker being mad at me because of something that I can't control and that's being better than them. Ladies love doing this. Ladies are friends and are associates with women who aren't as good as them so they can feel better about themselves. If you are hanging out with a bitch and you know you look better than her, you need to not be hanging out with her. Because if you're able to say that out loud and it matters to you, then you can't be fucking with her. You can't be. You can't be friends with her. You can't be cool with her. One, because she's going to be jealous of you. Or two, you're going to feel sorry for her. And you can't do that. You can't motherfucking do that. I don't like that shit. I don't like it. My sister got a homegirl right now that she like, every time she talk about this girl, she mentions how she gets more attention than the girl. Why are you bringing that up? Well, you know, I be trying to throw her a bone because when we go out, dudes do be looking at me more than they looking at her. Why are you paying attention to that? Why are you paying attention to that? think I get more hoes than everybody. But the only people in this world who I'd be like get just as many hoes, if not more hoes than me, my friends. Because I support my friends. So as a woman, why are you saying, oh, she gets less attention than me? Why are you saying that out loud to other people? You should be on the tip of, if that's your friend, you should be helping her get more attention. Why are you mentioning the attention she's not getting and not mentioning the attention you should be helping her getting? Is she the bad friend or is you? You know? If you gotta cut a motherfucker off, if I had a nickel, my homegirl told me that she got upset at her friend for getting upset at her for missing her birthday. So she was mad at you because you missed her birthday party. So you cut her off because you thought she was fake, because she then did some other shit and didn't invite you. But you didn't go to her birthday party. But you felt justified for not going to her birthday party because you had your own priorities, right? So your priorities came before her. Then she got upset. So you don't want to be friends with her no more. Ladies, if you think your baby daddy ain't shit, but your best friend wants to have sex with him, then that might mean that you are fucking with women of a lesser ilk than you. Because if the bitch was on the same playing field as you, she'd think that nigga's just as disgusting as you do. I got male friends, I got female friends. Why? Because I'm that nigga. People like being around me. And as long as a motherfucker don't do me bad, they can stay. So now with that, ladies, why don't you have nobody around you? Why? Why? Is it because everybody's fake? That's not true. So why? Is it because everybody's a snake? Well, that's not true. So why? Somebody on the post mentioned it's proximity. Having friends is based on proximity. And the people that you meet and the people that you are around. And if you settle into a spot, you can only be friends with what's around you. Do any of my friends that are in New York right now, are we still cool? Shout out to my niggas in New York right now. Anybody that's living in Georgia right now, from all of my battle buddies in Augusta to all of my battle rap friends in Atlanta, if you are living in Atlanta right now, are we still cool? To my partner Terrence, to my partner motherfucking Twosome, to my partner motherfucking Boogie, to my partner Hustle, to my partner Turtleneck Teddy that live in mother, to my partner Will Major that live in motherfucking New Orleans while I live in Dallas, are we still friends right now? We still cool? To my people living in Houston, and y'all know I used to love Houston. That's why I used to live for the longest. To my people living in Houston, from the Kirstens to the motherfucking Andreas to the motherfucking Devins to the motherfucking Kevins to the motherfucking, you see what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Gooch. Shout out my nigga, you know what I mean? For all of these people that live in Houston, we still cool right now? We still cool? To all my people living in the Bay, we still cool just because I live in Dallas? Is it a proximity thing or is it a trust thing? Is it a proximity thing or is it how you treat you? Because if it's how you treat you, then it don't matter where you at, where you been, or where you go, you're going to be able to meet people that fuck with you. And if don't nobody fuck with you, it's actually worse if you tell me people fuck with you, but you don't fuck with them, because that means you're doing good people bad. It's Young God the Pimp. And I don't put no hoes on a stripper, use a smooth talk or a swift hand to break down a bitch. It's the respect that I get. Energy, effort, it's the time that's spent. My motherfucking time is money, so they're going to reimburse every cent. And if that don't make sense, you wasn't paying a fucking attention. We at church today. I'm tired of motherfuckers. I would have never been the places I am today without the people that's in my life. And for every motherfucker that say they don't got friends and, oh, but I'm successful, you're not as successful as you would be. And you're damn sure not as successful as me if you're on my motherfucking Facebook page. So I know for a fact that you ain't doing that good. How good is you doing? You ain't doing as good as me. How good is you doing if you ain't doing as good as a nigga with friends? My life is easier with my friends. You got to do it all on your own, don't you? You got to do it all by yourself, don't you? You gotta be one deep, don't you? You got to fight all them battles by yourself, don't you? You got to be strong than a bitch every day. You got to be all your shit every day, huh? Huh? You got to have your mental together every motherfucking day, don't you? Don't you? You motherfucking liar. And that's why you're not at the places that you want to be. Because the times you needed help, you didn't have no motherfucking help, so you had to do it yourself, so it took longer and it didn't go as good. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, blame everybody else for you not having friends. Let me guess, did you blame everybody else for the reason you got kids with no husband? That's everybody else's fault too, right? Is everybody else's fault your business ain't multi-million dollar yet? That's everybody else, right? Is everybody else's fault your shit ain't getting streamed the way that you want it to get streamed? That's everybody else, right? It's everybody else that your hair motherfucking business ain't booming like it should be booming. That's everybody else, right? Well, if it's everybody else's fault, then maybe you need everybody else's help. Get you some friends.